Hey there, welcome. This is Steve Horseman of Good Guys to Great Men. Hey, I know you're looking right here. I can feel it. See this? I have a problem. I have a problem that I think I'm the only one who's stupid in the world. Sometimes I do the stupidest things. Don't brush your teeth and think deeply and then try to walk somewhere with your eyes closed. That's what happens. You walk right into the corner of a wall and you bust your head open when nobody's looking. I know nobody's ever done that. I'm sure nobody watching this video in the last year has done something that stupid. So I feel pretty dumb, and my makeup department's gone for the day, so I didn't get to cover it up. We have a lot of blemishes, us guys. We have a lot of things that we're kind of ashamed of, things that we don't want to admit. And I have a problem with that. One of my problems is that I tend to compare myself a lot to other people. One of these days I'm going to make you a video, and I'm going to do a spoof on what I see when I see other videos of all these successful people standing in front of libraries of books. You know, I could show you my Kindle, but I don't have a huge library of hardbacks. I tend to download books. I look at people shooting themselves in exotic locations, playing tennis with Richard Branson somewhere. The comparison thing for me is going through this business and through my coaching career and trying to get better and better. And every time I see somebody online who appears to be better, more successful, smarter, more accomplished, richer, whatever, you can get down. You can get down on yourself and thinking, when am I ever going to be there? When am I going to have that level of satisfaction and well-being and accomplishment? When am I going to be able to help that many people? All of us do this. Every guy I talk to does this. We compare other guys' relationships. We compare our wives and girlfriends to their wives and girlfriends. We compare our bank accounts. We compare our cars. We compare our jobs and our salaries. But it follows us all the way through manhood. Our mojo and our manhood is not defined by other people. The problem with me is when I compare myself to other people who are so much more successful and seemingly so much more focused and organized and accomplished in their coaching business, it makes me feel like I'm inadequate, like I'm not good enough, like I haven't studied hard enough or read the right books. And I have a coach. I have a coach who gets to kick my butt every now and then. And what he likes to remind me of is what I want to remind you of in this video. And that is that you are right now where you are for a reason. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I don't care if you're upset or you're unhappy or you're frustrated or angry or afraid. All of those things have to happen to all of us before we can go to the next step. What's the next step in your life? What are you comparing yourself to? Who are you comparing yourself to? Why are you doing that? I was talking to a guy the other day who said he was comparing his wife to another friend's wife. It seemed like they had such a great sex life and they got along so great, and he's not getting along so great. You know, comparing his marriage to the other marriage doesn't help anything at all. What I want to help you do is compare yourself to what you expect of yourself. I think the reason that I compare myself to other people sometimes is because I'm not clear on my own path, my own purpose, my own values, my own strategy, my own set of expectations. And as soon as you take your eye off the ball of what it is you're working on, I see the other noise. I see other people out there doing things that seem to be beyond me. I tend to forget that there are people two steps behind me too who I can help. That's true for you too. No matter how bad you might think you have it now or frustrated you are with your manhood, your mojo, or your marriage, whatever it is, there are people who are many steps behind you. You've come a long way. Maybe what's missing is that you don't have a clear plan on what you're focusing on tomorrow when you wake up and the day after that. What about next week? Where do you want to be a year from now? Because if you don't have that goal in mind, you don't have a clear picture of where it is you're going, and you have some confidence that you have a strategy for getting there, your only choice is to compare yourself to other people. And that's a dead-end road. So I want to ask you for this week to make this your mantra, to stop comparing your life to other people's lives. Think about your life, where you are, where you want to be. What's your strategy? What's your plan? And if you need help with that, that's why I'm here. I have a coach to kick my butt. I'm a coach to help kick your butt. I hope this made sense to you. I hope this is something that you see yourself possibly doing that could be holding you back. Send me an email and I'd like to help you sort out the details of what it is you're comparing yourself to and why that might be dragging you back a little bit. Let's put a plan together. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.